Kids, and welcome to Geography 101. Geography 101 is all about the places that I visited from Europe, Caribbean, North America, South America, Asia, Russia, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about my podcast, Geography 101. Now that I am entering to my second season, I want to do the recap, the things I talked about last season. Last season I talked about Scandinavian countries like Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and Iceland. Norway is the place you want to visit if you love mountains, river, ice caps, and waterfalls. The fjord is a long, deep, and narrow body of water that reaches far inland. Fjords are often set in a U-shaped valley and steep walls of rock on either side. Fjords are found mainly in Norway. Denmark is the place you want to visit if you want to see the vibrant color of Scandinavia. Denmark is a terrain mostly flat with gently rolling hills. During the Ice Age, glaciers move slowly across the landmass and shape the country that exists today. Denmark has a long coastline with many lagoons, gulfs, and inlets. No part of Denmark is more than 32 miles from the sea. Sweden is the place you want to visit if you want lush, large forests covered at half of the country and over 1,000 lakes dot and landscape. The lakes and over 24,000 islands and all open to the public through Sweden's tradition of right to public access. Finland, if you want to visit, the blanketed by thick of woodland, making the most densely forested country in Europe. Finland also forms a symbolic northern border between Western and Eastern Europe, dense wilderness, and Russia to the east, and Gulf of Bath. Iceland, if you want to see the diverse and beautiful, home to some of the largest glaciers in Europe, as well as some of the world's most active volcanoes. Icelandic landscape is characterized by a huge number of waterfalls, geysers, volcanoes, black sand, beaches, and steaming lava fields, reminiscent of the almost alien landscape. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast, and more to come, people. See you soon.